Innovative.
Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your lace fronts and your Kush blunts. This is Product 5 Stacks Himself with my boy.
Respect the Shooter, a.k.a. hashtag your girlfriend knows my real name.
This is the greatest, the best, the finest radio you will ever come in contact with. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, Compton, Long Beach, Los Angeles, hold on to your lace fronts, your lace fronts, and your Kush blunts. This is the number one choice for podcast entertainment, authorized by the streets, boy. This is your boy that's back for more. Promos hot and they always score. That's right. It's the promo king himself, Product 5 Stacks and Counting. And this is California's finest radio. That's right. And we are sitting here, man. It's the day after Thanksgiving. November the 25th, 2000, and wonderful 22 is almost over, y'all. You know what I mean? We're about to make this transition and do some things that we never done before moving into 2023. But without further ado, let me get to the rest of the crew. Right here next to me, man, this is my best friend, my personal videographer, and one hell of a rat catcher when it comes to the ladies. I'm talking about my bro, the number one cameraman, and now you can be his number one fan. I'm talking about Respect the Shooter. What's up, bro?
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Man, I feel fantastic, bro.
How was your holidays?
It was good, man. It was good. Got to spend some time with the family. Just kind of got to kick back, relax, and eat real good, man.
I'm still full. Got leftovers in the refrigerator and everything. Mom toe down. To the guests, I don't want to introduce y'all yet, but how was your holidays?
Oh, I can't complain, man. It was great. I got to eat a couple times. You know, I fell asleep all in the chair. Blunt hanging out my mouth.
Yeah, hard napping.
Some extra
hard nap.
Yams on the hard plate. Nap. I like.
Yeah, my nap game's on point.
Hey, man. Oh, man.
Love what's it. Up, man?
I think I slept with a fork in my hand. I can't even remember. I was, man, sure, gone. Yeah.
But as he said, it's your boy, Respect the Shooter. You can find me on Instagram at Ford Boys Films. That's Ford, like the car. Boys with an S. Films with an S. Or you can find me at hashtag your girlfriend knows my real name. And if she don't know, you can ask your mama.
There it is. I like that audition. See, this is season 3. For those, I'm sorry, I'm gonna talk my shit real quick. Now listen, you thought I was gone. You thought we were coming back for more? We just getting started, all right? This is motherfucking season 3, man. I feel great. I feel fantastic. I got people I love around the table. But I also want to give a shout out to the bros, DJ Punch and Cool Ass Cam, Innovative Culture Production. We are at the 33rd compound. Speaking of the 33rd compound, I want to go ahead and kick it off to the proprietor of this fine establishment. This is somebody near and dear to my heart, somebody who saw the greatness in me and gave me opportunities to showcase what I do best. And for that, I'm entirely and eternally grateful. You know what I mean? Look, she the type of woman, unless you got money you can't get, please put your hands together for the homegirl, Sunlit. What's up, Sunlit?
Yo, what it is, Sunlit Media here and all that. Catch me at sunlit.media, 33rd Compound LB for Long Beach. We got locked out of our other one. But yeah, catch me there. Appreciate you for having me.
Oh yeah, of course, man. We're going to talk about a lot today. And we're going to definitely get to the bottom of the mysterious entity that is my boy Crip Jesus.
It's Crip Jesus, the blue god.
The blue god.
And if you want to catch me, you might not be able to catch me anywhere. They're trying to ban me everywhere. I'm Raps Farrakhan.
They gonna it do is that what when you're telling the truth.
But look, man, it is what, but hold on, man. You can catch me on Google, though. I'm very Googleable. You feel what I'm saying? I'm all over the place.
Googleable.
Yeah, I'm like COVID. I'm everywhere. They can't get rid of me. So, you know, you just walk around and then boom, Crip Jesus. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, YouTube, CripJesus.com. And then you can listen to me everywhere. And then on top of that, I'm still on many other apps. You know, Twitter, all the above. You know, I just don't got time to just go so deep into it. Because you can just type in Crip Jesus and it will appear.
Drip, drip.
Before your very eyes. Drip, 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 drip walking drip. On water.
That's my
better
shit.
Wife, better hide your wife, nigga. Better hide your daughter, nigga. That shit go. That's my shit,
that
bro.
Part.
Oh, God.
Appreciate that.
But yeah, man. So, look. This is season 3. It's been a little while. So I want to get the world caught up on a lot of the things that's been going on around in our trap and beyond. We keep our fingers on the pulse and we always get results. So that's why we're going to talk a little trap activity. First up, Jason Frank died, man. The Green Ranger. Gone, man. Now,
Talking about the Power Ranger?
The Power Ranger, bro. Oh,
okay.
Suicide. They just they actually just ruled it like as a suicide on the 23rd, I believe, when they did the autopsy. They said that it was because of an altercation that he actually had with his spouse. They stayed in separate hotel rooms, and you know, he took his own life. So I think that stuff is crazy, man. Like, do y'all remember the Power Rangers? Like,
of course.
Yeah, I'm not ashamed to say I used to watch the Power Rangers.
Why would he be ashamed?
You feel me? Like, come home from school. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Go, Power Rangers.
Oh, God. Like, you know, middle of the afternoon, you eating a bowl of cereal right after school.
It wasn't that. It was the TV show. It was the movie. It was the series. It was a sitcom. Like, they had, like, five different versions.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with all this suicide. Like, it's a lot right now.
Yeah.
Or am I tripping?
Just death in general.
Or are they just promoting it more or something? Like,
I thought you were promoting it more.
No, well, for real.
Definitely made the internet make things a lot more closer than what they seem, for sure.
Yeah.
But even with the internet, it's like people dying, like suicide, because they internet lover. Or I just seen something where a girl killed, I think it was her sister, because of talking to her internet boyfriend. So I took that as, I guess they never met him then, but his internet boyfriend. Like, it's real turned up.
I mean, well, being in the industry,
it's a very big lack of appreciation for life right now. I say that.
Facts. I can second that.
I don't think people take men's mental health into consideration a lot. Also, we always at the bottom of a lot. It's not even white or black. It's just man, we don't get acknowledged a lot at our feelings. Like you said, he had an argument with his woman and went in a hotel and he killed himself. So. It's no telling what happened or what was said to each other, or he just felt like without her he didn't want to live no more or whatever, you know.
Life is hard though. Life is really hard, just going from day to day with bills and everything, just the stress on top of you. It's very easy, in my opinion, to create like a breaking point. And if you don't have a good support system around you, or have that, you know, that instilled in you of like, okay, this is gonna get better, I can definitely see that taking like an easy way out, you know. You can't handle it, unfortunately. But that's why we do need.
I mean, but it's like, okay, like, can we really put that on her and say he did that because of her? You get what I'm saying? Like, that's a big thing to do. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I done lost a woman a whole gang of times. And even if that thought did come, it's like, can you really pull it off?
You know, yeah.
It got to be a lot going on.
Definitely in the moment type shit.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's definitely in the moment you have so much rage you can or can't.
How does that feel like to lose a woman? Because I don't really.
I don't know.
I can't identify with that part.
I mean, it feels just like losing weight.
Oh, wow. Y'all find that part of the story and carry on with that.
That's what it feels like.
Oh, weight off your shoulders.
If it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
If it's my thing when it comes to the suicide thing and people not being able to manage their own personal problems and mental health and stuff like that, like when it comes down to that, I mean, it's like there's a lot of resources out here and it's a lot of different ways to get help now. You know what I mean? So, I mean, it's not that I don't feel, I feel bad for people that feel they have to take their own life, but I feel like I was always brought up to believe that it was the most selfish thing you could do. Because you're taking yourself away from your children, from your mother, your father. You're taking yourself and the spirit of yourself away from everybody that you know, and that will hurt them worse than anything you could do to get locked up.
You taking yourself away from the whole struggle, from everybody. You feel what I'm saying? It's like I was looking yesterday, and I was telling why ain't you gonna do them like that? I was telling somebody, right? Because they might be, how you doing me like that?
Yeah.
I was telling somebody, like, the lack of appreciation you see for family now, because they're talking like, oh, I ain't tripping off the holiday. I'm like, well, okay, what about seeing your this and your that? Mm-hmm. Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why this person ain't calling that person? Why putting the extra mail? And it's like, I told her, I said, it's the culture in the nation. It's like, it's such a lack of, you don't see that pride.
Yeah,
you feel what I'm saying? So that leaks over to how we celebrate the holidays and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So now I feel like it's a lack of everybody's so individual.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So
on that, yeah.
That makes the struggle more. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's, oh, I'm just going through that, and I'm going through, I just can't take it. And it's like, you know, there was a time where, you know, you just shut up, and you was just a part of the system. You a dad. You go with the other dads, y'all cry, complain together, and get drunk, and you go back home. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
kids used to play outside.
It's a bigger system here. It's a bigger meaning here. And now everybody's just, you know, in their phone and by themselves and doing what they want. And I don't like it. I don't even like how kids got all these goddamn opinions and shit now. I said it.
Yeah. I had to like wait to get a cell phone.
That got something to do with the phone or something?
Yeah, no, definitely. Definitely, just because
when I was growing up, they have all these opinions. They got beat and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know if they got to do with
the phone. You can say things online and then people like don't even know it's you. So you can have a whole another identity and people just.
That's a fact.
Because like people on like your games, your PlayStation, stuff like that, they just be cussing, little kids be cussing you out, this and that. Yeah. I've heard my best friend play a game and I'm like, did that kid just call you a little cunt? Like, what is like going on right now? But behind the internet,
PlayStation Live beyond, they be going hard on there.
The other day, I was talking to my son on the phone when he got out of school. He was on the bus, the school bus, and like I'm talking to him, and I just hear in the background like, you know, fuck you and bitch, and just going men, girls and dudes. Like I was just like, damn, like. And this is in Corona, bro. And I'm like,
how old is he?
He's 14. So it's just like, I'm hearing it and it just sounds crazy. So it's like, yeah, these kids, I mean, but can you blame them for being so far ahead of the game? Because, like, just like our parents wanted us to make better decisions and be up more on it, our kids are when it comes to us, too. So it's like a gift and a curse a little bit, I guess.
Technology definitely made everyone grow.
You really want to know what I think? I think it's over.
It's over.
Yeah, I think this is hell on earth. I think that the parents, it ain't even the kids. They just following the parents. The parents is the ones trapped all in the phones and the TVs. Yeah.
That's a fact.
I'm in these houses and I'm watching this shit. They don't even care. They're happy as hell that they got the goddamn technology to take care of the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, that's true.
They're doing their thing. You feel what I'm saying?
Let me go over here, relax, and let me shove this tablet in the kid's face, watch Barney, Sesame, all these.
So now it's just a clash of both. You know what I mean? But here's the thing. Here's the scary thing that no one wants to imagine. Everybody says the same thing. Oh, man, I got to put the kid in front of the thing, park the kid in front of the thing. Once upon a time, we didn't even have this. For hundreds of thousands of years, or maybe even millions of years, we was right here without this.
I loved outside. I grew up outside. I was like tomboy.
Even the inside kids didn't even have all that. I'm saying when we were growing up, even the kids that was like that, their parents were strict. They were stuck in there, and their parents say you get 1 hour, 2 hours of TV a day. You got to write a book report. They still didn't have a tablet or a cell phone. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, write it on paper.
Now we act like they can't exist without it.
Mm-hmm. That's real.
And you know what I'm saying? I'd be wanting to reach over to other people's kids like. We cutting this shit off.
Yeah, because they just seem like they
don't
just
care.
Mind is somewhere else. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they kids. Yeah. I don't blame them. They're kids. If I was a kid and you put that in front of me, I'd react the same way.
Yeah.
It's the fact that the parent don't want to cut it off and interact with the kid and do all the stuff they need to do that our parents had to do.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's facts.
I'm just trying to see what effect COVID has when we were all locked inside for like a year or two to see.
Yeah.
Because I feel like kids now are just so like don't know how to approach people, don't know how to really get
socially
out there.
Awkward,
and socially awkward. So
definitely.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested in see how that's going to develop our society one way or another faster.
I feel like the social awkwardness, I mean, COVID play a part, but that technology is bigger. It's way bigger. No.
Yeah, but that's all people had to do when we were
I know people who are older than me who were socially popping until they got too deep in the phone and it tore their whole. Now they socially awkward. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's true too,
I've seen it.
People get typed in and like trapped into like games and things like that and play for like 6 hours and then the whole day goes by and they like, oh, wow, I have to go to the grocery store, I have to go this, I have to go this. And then they blow off everything just to play these games. And then, like, you know,
Yeah, yeah, I know people that was in the club twerking and everything, and now they just post them TikTok voice memes all day.
There is a like a meme like in the club in 2020, like in 2030, like kids are just gonna be doing TikTok dances, like no like dancing. It's just the club is all
be
TikTok.
On TikTok no more. It's gonna be something that's 2 seconds. Yeah.
Hey, that's for real. Seconds. That's for real.
Mark my words.
No,
Crip Jesus the prophet. 2 seconds social media.
He's trying to be like the Simpsons right now.
Media. Jesus.
You heard it first on Cali's Finest Radio.
Back when we was on AOL and all that, did we ever think it'd be 15-second clips? Oh, that sounds crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar.
Did we ever think it'd be a minute and a half
forever.
Songs?
I used to wait forever to watch my porn. Oh, for real. Now it's like seconds. It's right there.
Yeah, just fast forward a good part. Da, da. All right, I'm done. That was nice.
Shit.
Storyline. I'm
keep that
bullshit.
Shit real. They ain't a person in the damn near in this world that ain't seen one clip of porn in their whole life.
Yeah.
This is a fact.
Nah.
So,
nah.
Yeah,
I remember the day my mom caught my dad porn and thought I was cheating.
My granddad used to have that box.
I feel like it's healthy in a relationship, but that's just me.
Definitely. My granddad used to have this box, and it was like you could get all the channels on it, like all the channels. But he used to only plug it up for the fights, like, because he used to watch all the pay-per-view fights. So, you know, he would hide and tuck it away in the hallway closet, like, at the top. And I figured out where that box was. And when I tell you, I turned it all around for myself that night, bro. I did, bro. I saw some Adam and Eve, Skinamax, the whole nine. I was fully educated by that next
morning. I was fully educated.
Yeah, I had to sneak the box back up there and everything. I almost got caught.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
And see, now the technology has ruined that.
Yeah.
It's over.
It has.
Like I said, once upon a time,
push of a button.
You pursued the coochie. It meant something.
Yes.
It had value. Now it's nothing.
Yes.
It's nothing.
It's nothing
it's
to give it out like
day.
Ice cream.
It's a button, and they competing with it. Now it's like, damn. YouTube. And don't get me started on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. Snapchat make you be like, I just give up. Like, what's going on here? I want to say something to all the Snapchat hoes out there that might be listening.
Snapchat freak.
Stop bothering me. I'm not a hater because I want to pay for your premium. I don't even know you.
Yeah, that's real.
I'll say Snapchat's like the cheater app because you send something and it disappears. Like, what kind of app? Like, I smoke a lot, so I'm like, fuck, what did I just say? And so for me, it's not my app, but
yeah,
I don't know. People, a whole bunch of cheaters on there, send the nudes, disappear. What nudes? I don't know what you're talking about. Like, what?
Oh, you can save app. It.
Yeah,
save it in the chat.
Honestly, you know, I didn't want to be the one to say it. I just want somebody else to
save it in the chat. You can't.
Yeah,
that's why I'm careful what I say and how I say stuff over there.
I think it used to be like that. I think after, you get what I'm saying? Because at first that was like the big thing about it, right? Mm-hmm. And now for sure, you can scroll up and see conversations.
Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
Don't be gone.
Yeah.
No, not at all. That's real. I want to switch gears real quick now.
I might have just told on somebody. I apologize for the nigga that's finna get caught for that piece of information.
It is what it
is. The technology, like I said, it's over.
It's over. And speaking of it's over, it's not over between Christian Rock and Blueface, all right? But Blueface have a little legal issue right now about the attempted murder, but sources say that it wasn't even like that they might be trying to run him up a flagpole for this. Like, he didn't really do that. I mean, he didn't hit nobody.
Yeah,
but then talking to some other people, they, you know, some people told me that basically it's better to, and this is going to sound weird, but you would rather to have murdered the nigga than get caught on an attempted murder charge.
Yeah. But, like, if you look at all the evidence, like, there's a fight inside the club that led to the fight outside the club that he tried to run him over. So, a lot of it's self-defense, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, look at the circumstances. But, you know, he has a really good lawyer. Like, he's fighting a couple cases right now. So,
that's
the lawyer
crazy.
Is really on his shit. So, you know.
Now you got a chance to work.
I don't even know what to say about this. It's just, like.
What you think for Jesus?
I love him though.
He needs Jesus, Jesus.
I love him though. Him and Rock, like they, I don't know. It's just
for real.
It's crazy in love, but you know, like a lot of people like say it's crazy, but you would low key do that behind closed doors. You feel me? Like you low key that crazy? Like, oh my God, I would never.
get that.
Hell no, that's not true. I'm not rocking with that one. No. Sucking toes and putting your man to. You know what's crazy? It sound good, right? Mm. We talk about the era where Kevin Samuels and them is popping. Like, they lined up to do that? Women lined up to do that? You sure?
Well, you know what? She's 21, She's 21, though. Like, okay. There's an age difference. Like, young girls are more wild and free.
Because I'm not going to lie to you. I keep seeing what you're saying on social media. That's what's it's crazy to me. I keep seeing females. Hood black females that's known for saying, I wish a nigga would even tell me to say I love you. What I look like. That's some old soft shit. They sit up there and say, Krishan rock a ride, I don't ride like her. Like, are you sure? Are you sure? Because you are you sure? Hmm. I'm just saying.
She's definitely a rider for sure.
Yeah.
I can ride like that. I can ride like that.
For sure. She can ride it for sure.
I couldn't ride like that. I get off that ride, but you know.
She can ride me.
I'm happy for that.
She thick as fuck.
I don't know who trying to take the ride.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
I don't know about the sucking toes thing. That's weird as fuck.
You know what? Everyone has their thing. They love each other, so that's all that matters.
I mean, the point that, see, whether we say it's weird or not, it's the how much. It's probably women out there who want to suck their man toes who would be like, I would never give him that type of power.
I know.
But
I
probably want to.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Bro, because I didn't met women that want to do certain things. And they, okay, I can do that for you. So it's just the point of what I'm saying, what they saying, I want to ride for mine like that. Like, you sure? Because the things she's doing, I've seen a lot of women be like, I wish, like, you get what I'm saying? It's like, I hear it sound good.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Three faced. Hey,
I don't
see that every day.
I just hope that they.
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of men out there that would love to accept that. So all the women that keep posting that they want to ride like Krishan Rock, you can go ahead and get your man on your neck three times and go suck his toes and replace your tooth with your guy on your the face on the thing. I guarantee you. Oh, my mama, he gonna be happy as hell. You have a bomb Christmas. You ain't gotta keep posting that. You can take the post down and go do it. I promise you. And you just go fight his side chick and just post like, yeah, I ain't tripping. We here tonight. Like, oh, he'll love that. All of that, yes. Give him the blue face treatment. Yeah, it sound good. It sound good.
Man.
Get that blue face bag.
Yeah, man.
And put her on the TV show and all that.
Then but shout out to the both of them because, you know what I'm saying, they getting it. They getting to the bag.
Oh, hell yeah.
They can't hate on nobody getting to the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a rider for sure.
Yeah, they getting that money for sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But still a lot of other stuff going on. Shanquella Robinson, got to touch bases on that. The young lady who was killed in Mexico by, you know, a group of people. And basically, it's being investigated as a murder now. I just wanted to get y'all thoughts on that situation.
They issued a warrant out, right, for her friend? They issued a warrant. That's what I heard.
I believe so.
I never saw the video. I never saw the video.
Oh, my goodness.
But I heard it's horrific. But I heard her father speak. And, ooh, that broke my heart. Mm. Like, hearing her father, ooh, I don't know if I could watch the video after that. Like, it's just, no father should have to bury his daughter. So that's
no, not at all.
That's hard.
Not at all. And to be honest, like, that situation really angers me because there were men on that trip with them. So I would naturally think if it were men there that they would get involved and make sure that, you know, things didn't escalate and be that way. But I'm hearing that everybody encouraged the behavior. And when you watch the video, you never seen the video?
Mm-mm.
When you watch the video, and eventually you will, you'll see the pleasure that the other one is taking in that administering that beat down to her. And it's just like, you see her head just snapping. And she doesn't throw, I don't think, a single punch. Have you seen the video?
No, I haven't seen the video.
Have you seen the Crip Jesus?
No. But I know what you're talking about, though.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. They said when they found her corpse, they said that she had blunt force trauma to the head, and she had a broken vertebrae, like a broken bone in her back. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what happened after the video cuts off. I don't know if they all jumped there. There's rumors that they all jumped there, that this was just a vicious assault.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you know.
Those are her homegirls, right?
Supposedly her homegirls. Yeah.
No, it's crazy. There's some guys. this was really in another country, so I know 100% that they thought that they were going to get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and that's the, like, horrible part that, like, they just would have came back, like, oh, she just went missing, and this is this. And that's what, like, makes my heart sink more. Yeah, they could have really been out there just walking free, like, this never happened, and done it again, or I don't even know, like, such a
violent. I think it just goes to show that it's a very big lack of respect for the female, you know, and I see it all the time. And it's like people turn a blind eye or blame it on other things or say it's because of this, that, and the other. But it's like for that to happen, right? And for it to be even recorded.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For it to be recorded.
Yeah, that's real shit. Yeah,
but like it
shit.
Was recorded, wasn't it recorded by like a local hotel or something? Like,
well,
like
the
a
footage
security
of the fight
camera?
Was by somebody that was in the groups.
Oh my
one
god!
Of they
yeah,
so they was all.
And I haven't even seen it. And I knew that already. Just based on that's the norm now.
Yeah, that's true.
You see the most because
everyone
things.
Wants to go viral. Everyone's like, oh, if I get this, I'm about to go viral. I'm about like that's more important than
I don't
like,
even know
like
because it's like. Some people got 5 views and they're just like, they're not going to do anything. It's like, we're just going to watch it. Like, where is the pain? Like, once upon a time, you could go, you could be in the street, right? And you and this has happened to me. And I could be having a fight with a friend of mine.
Uh-huh.
And just because he's like shorter and look a little smaller, people will pull over.
Oh,
how about
yeah,
that car?
Yeah.
Like, leave him alone.
Yeah, that's true. That's facts.
Like, once upon a time, like, you know what I'm saying? Before the phone was with the camera.
Yeah.
They didn't record. They react. You know, now it's like,
the phone
like you
first.
Said.
Phone
yeah.
first, react afterwards.
Yeah.
Police third. Like, what? Only if someone dies, though.
It is like
that's crazy.
And it's getting to the point now where I feel like it's not even the thing no more. It's like it could be anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They want to be the first. They want to be the first to post it.
No, I'm saying, even if you take the, I'm saying, how do I explain what I'm trying to say? I'm saying the culture of not reacting is going far that even if a dude's not going
to
post it, because you'll see people
just
be like,
to get it.
Yeah, get you'll see people take it to the police and be like, officer, I got the whole thing. You're like, why you didn't do nothing? Like, you recorded the dude raping the woman? Like, I got it all here, officer.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about it? Like, you watched the whole rape.
That's a laugh, bro.
You
ain't
even
probably funny about rape, but it's just that's crazy.
That's
what I'm saying, right?
That perspective.
Prop the phone up and stop. And if I'm exaggerating, is there not videos of dudes doing rapes on them subways in New York and stuff?
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating, bro.
Yeah.
People sit there with the phone and record it.
Rather than interview.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Facts.
Like, it's just crazy now.
Yeah. It really is.
It's ridiculous, really.
People record
and look, while they record it, they saying this. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. Oh,
stop.
This is so horrible.
Yeah, I wish somebody would come along and stop this.
I'm going to let everyone see this. I've heard people say, look, I'm going to say it. Okay, it's going to. I just seen somebody come in the middle of a group of four black people and say, nigga, nigga, nigga. And then they're all sitting there. We're going to show everybody this.
Yeah.
We're going to show everybody this. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they should hop up,
oh
but it's just crazy where we at now. Like, that's their form of violence. Like, hey, my phone.
What's crazy is that people think that's still funny. Like, people think, like, that's a good idea. Like, in what world is that a good idea? In what world should, like, what? Like, people got people fucked up.
Yeah,
like,
real talk,
I don't
real
know.
Shit.
That shit crazy. Like, why would you? Nah. Like, what? I can't.
All type of stuff. You just, because, but no, this is why. We've learned throughout the years, people are going to try what they can get away with.
Facts. 100%. 100%.
That's real.
Right. Somewhere in the world, somebody plotting something real crazy. Like, I got something for all of them. Like, you know,
like the guy who just shot of Walmart. Like, rest in peace. But he was just in there joking. And then 2 seconds later, he started firing. Like, it's like, someone could be good the next minute. The next minute, just boom.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. Yeah. That's a, oh my goodness.
The world is getting there.
Workplace violence.
We in them times now.
Yeah,
man.
No lie.
With the situation with Sean Quelido, they saying that the suspect is gonna be the suspects are gonna be extradited because it happened in Mexico, so the danger was that they wouldn't be able to try them in the States for that. So they actually are gonna be extradited, and they're gonna be tried over here in the States. And I don't like their chances, not at all.
Shit, nobody wanna go to jail in Mexico.
No, mm-hmm. I know, but
I'd rather have them go to jail in Mexico and face the consequences, because that's a...
They're a little more lenient for those types of crimes in Mexico.
No. Just the fact that, could you imagine being in a foreign country jail? You don't know anyone. You don't even speak that language. And the conditions, I'm sure, are way harsher. I'd rather have them go to jail in Mexico and, like, what? Yeah.
No, but you got to understand something about American politicians. They have to, if their person's American, they want to have a final say so on whether or not they die. Because they choose to kill millions of us all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying?
They're probably worse off with the American. Like, this not going to be.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, they're going to get on that.
Definitely.
Yeah. Even if they go, no matter where they go, they're going to put them in the worst part of it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But they about to get their ass beat once they get there.
Definitely. Oh, it's on. You know what I'm saying? So,
rest in peace, baby girl.
Yeah, rest in peace. Our hearts and minds go out to the family of Shaquella Robinson. I just want to get a little bit into the music with you real quick. Crip G's, it's been a minute. You came on the show before.
Uh-huh.
We was lit. You know what I'm saying? We was turned up. And you did a music video here and everything.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? That's my jam, though. Like, no cap.
Crip Jesus featuring Killer 2, Walking on Water.
Yeah, shout out Killer 2, man, on everything. Mm-hmm. So, I noticed you done switched the swag up. Before it was, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had the African garb. You was, you know what I'm saying, letting people know what time it was. You still letting people know what time it is, but you more, it's smooth. It done smooth. The rough edges done smooth. So, I want to know, bro, what's going on? Is that the effect of the music you doing right now? Or?
Nah, you know... I've been the head of the Black Illuminati since March 30th, 2020. It's now 2022, 2 years since I introduced myself to you. So I say that to say, it basically started like this. Mm. I don't know what it was, man. You know, that blue juice, man. You know, as I started promoting the Crip Jesus, I got like I was going OT. I was having fun. I just start buying more chains and, you know, got the grill and got some hats and... The homie runner, shout out to the homie runner. He called me up and said, "What are you doing, man? Put the dashikis and shit back on." So when you saw me, you know, I was flying all that, but I was still on my, you know, my crap. So now I'm just chilling. You know, we dropping the Blue Bible. So it's a little more serious now. You know, I've been doing the work with the conscious community. Shout out to Crumb TV. I did a few videos with him and all that. So it's just a little more serious now. It's a little more message in the words. And I feel like that does have to do with the times, but not... It's bigger than me, you feel what I'm saying? Because even my name is bigger than me, you know? So it's, we in 2022, you know, as we see, as we talking about, you see what's going on. We haven't even got to talking about rappers and stuff back to back. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So right now is that time, you know, and I'm just a reflection of it. You know, when I was having fun, it was fun time. I'm in Cali, it was, you know, fun time. It's not fun time right now, you feel me?
That's real shit.
So, I get it. You know.
Swag.
Just a little more serious.
There it is. Okay, so we got one of your songs queued up here on the screen. So go ahead and set it up for his hood politics. Talk to me about the making of this song itself.
This is Crip Jesus Hood Politics. Actually, one of the people that helped direct this right there, my brother Wale over
Shout
there.
Shout out Wale.
Well,
man.
Wally. Wale. Wale. I confused Wale and the other dude with the dreads and shit. We ain't gonna be doing that. Anyway, basically right here, it's basically the point of, like how you said, the swag switch. So this is where it first starts at. I stripped it all naked. You see the blue fez hat with the tarsh wrapped around it. So that's real, like, more science type with the blue rag. And it's a message there, but it's not too, like, preachy. I'm on the Marvin Gaye track, and I'm just basically talking about the state of hip-hop as I see it right now, you know. So it's hood politics, so I'm talking about it from a hood perspective. Yeah. So we just went down to a few blocks where we hang at and just shot, you know what I mean? It wasn't even like we went to my hood or this specific hood, you know? We just spoke how we felt, you know? And it's all, the last thing I say on here is the Lost Tribe of Jesus. But when I open it up, it's sitting there, you see a Haile Selassie, the Negus Nagas. If you listen to Rastafarian music, you already up on him. If you don't, that's the last emperor, Ethiopia, the Solomon bloodline straight from the Bible. So this is the literal Lost Tribe of Jesus I show first. That I showed me at the end, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? So, it's just a little deeper, and I mentioned a couple rappers and a couple things that went down the last year with myself and hip hop. You hear it when you play it.
Hey, this is Hood Politics by the one and only Crip. Jesus.
Let's get it.
Hey, Zeus. We go all the way through. That's what I'm saying. Migo. Hey. It's all hood politics, acknowledge it. These niggas ain't graduate from no colleges in Hollywood. All these rappers selling they soul. Figure in the booty hole, these niggas Marilyn Monroe. Ray Pride, gay pride, fuck us up with that. I thought I saw a game with 6ix9ine at the double back. Hold up, look, that's that nigga whack. Damn, that shit was whack. You know real niggas never feel you in the trap. How you say you blood, stab the bloods in the back and give a voice to a fake blood, nigga, that's a rat. And he told on niggas wear the same color flag. And now YG doing videos of drag. You know it's all bad when you listening to rap. And you gotta hear a bunch of niggas snitch between the ads. Oh, man. Alright, I told him take all my jewelry, clothes and guns, and let me fast for 40 days by my lonely. We the 5% of the 5%, we the only ones. Lil Jamar told Vlad to his face that we the chosen ones. I shouted out Farrakhan right there on no jumper, cuz owe me one. I'm Joseph's son, I'm Mansa Musa. I'm the one that set it up, the driver and the shooter. Crip Jesus, make the trap say hallelujah. Rest in peace, Raymond Washington, free Larry Hoover. It's all hood politics, acknowledge it. These niggas didn't graduate from no colleges, play ball for no scholarships, read books by Malcolm X. I gotta reach him and teach us what the teachers didn't teach him. The lost tribe of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was hood politics.
Yeah, that was fire, bro.
My
that
was fire, Jesus. Man.
That was fire.
Tell you something, bro. That was, yeah. That was a slapper. I like the transitions fire, and changes.
You see why they said
the
stay away from me.
Yeah, I see. That shit was, yeah, I was nice, bro. I'm not even guessing.
Speaking of,
yeah,
speaking of the lost tribe,
you said a couple lines in there.
This my perspective. You feel what I'm saying?
I like the message. You know what I'm saying?
It was hard, bro. Speaking of the lost tribe, what you think about the Kyrie situation?
Oh, man, you know, it's interesting. Like, I feel like Kyrie is in this amount of heat because he didn't really say nothing, right? He just posted.
No, he just retweeted.
I think he's in this amount of. I don't think literally, mathematically looking at it, he's in this amount of heat because of Kanye, really. Like, I'm not saying that like oh, daddy's spanking you. You should have been quiet. You know, you got him in trouble too. I'm just saying it's like this, like a like how like Nick said, a buck breaking. Like it's like. We got to do you this hard because Kanye just said something about Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And then here you go, post this link.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just be 100, like the timing of it. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like he caught the wave, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I personally think that in the court of public opinion, people just, they tend to judge so quickly. All the man did was retweet it. He didn't. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I thought we had a constitution. I thought we were able. I thought the Second Amendment said that we got freedom of speech.
Yeah, but at the same time, when you, like, of that statue, you just have to be careful about what you post because a lot of people are going to follow you. A lot of people are going to read on it. Maybe not really.
He got freedom
knows.
Of speech. He just can't play for them. He ain't saying he going to jail. This is what people got twisted, man. This goes back all the way. You know, this go back all the way to like Malcolm X and all that, bro. It's like they already said then, like, if you think you're going to come up in here and be controversial and say what you want and be like, you to this and you to that and I'm to this and I'm to that, you're not going to do it on my platform. Yeah. We see it on Instagram now with everybody trusted that thought it was going to be free speech. We see it on Facebook because free speech is your own. You get what I'm saying? If someone else controls the medium through which you're, it's not free speech. At that
That's real.
I feel like he just really didn't explain it like you said. Like, there was no context behind it, so people didn't really know. Like, maybe if you put, like, an explanation out or something after, you feel me? But
He said it in the press conference, though. He said he was just trying to bring awareness to his people and that what was in it. He said, I don't necessarily, like, back all of it up. But
he just said that initially, for sure.
He said he was just trying to bring awareness to my people.
Do y'all want to take it there? Can I take it there?
Take it there.
Okay, listen. What's in it? Like, look it, man. If you want to find yourself come to Crip Jesus. No, I'm serious. Y'all better watch my new shit. Wow, I got the names. Wow. You can't just take somebody else's name and put black on the front of it.
Yeah.
That shit is played out, bro.
Yeah.
Black Jew, black whoop-de-whoop. No, why don't you go take the time? Hey, you got millions already. We out here learning broke. So why don't you put the millions in the bank? Say, I'm done playing basketball. I'm about to go learn myself. Like, if that's what you want to do, I mean, or if you want to bring the awareness, like, I'm saying, like, the people that they get the quote and all that, these are people who died for this and all that. Mm-hmm. And they didn't call themselves, I'm a copy what you do. Put the word black on the front and mm-hmm. then yell at you all day. That doesn't make no sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I don't get me wrong. You know me, bro. I'm far from dumb.
Yeah.
I know what they're talking about,
yeah.
but it's not called that.
Yeah.
And anybody with knowledge of self knows it's not called
yeah.
that. Right. So you don't have to ridicule them. Like
yeah.
that. You get what I'm saying?
No, that's facts. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you believe you're from this tribe, then push that.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? But you don't got to say, oh, this, that, other, because. I feel like a lot of them people are not well read, because if you get in deeper into it, it's everything. There's a division within Judaism
yeah,
anyway.
It is, yep.
You feel what I'm saying? You have Sephardic Jews, you have Ashkenazi Jews, you know what I mean? That's going deeper in
it.
These dudes just say, don't why you do it? Like, bro.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I'm not even saying you wrong. What? But what you think going to be said back if I'm going to say that on the basketball court, you get what I'm saying? Or the Instagram or. The news thing, like that's why I said Kanye did it for a reason.
No,
like,
okay,
I'm finna go blow up the thing.
But look, real quick, so here's the disconnect with me with this because I don't like maybe I don't know all the details. But did he ever make himself make anti-Semitic comments?
No, he didn't say nothing. No.
So he never. So he never.
It ain't no anti-Semitic.
I'm just going surface on this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like on the surface. He never said himself out of his own mouth to anybody any anti-Semitic. So this is why I'm so pissed off about the situation, because it's kind of like I think that if he was a different color, I don't think anybody would have batted an eyelash at him saying that. I think, you know what I'm saying? Like, he would have got criticism, but I think because he was black, I don't know, man.
But it's deeper.
Yeah, just the circumstances. Look, like he said, though, it's the timing. Timing, it was made in time.
If I own the company and my son want to be a girl and you say a wrong joke, I could get on you. It's deeper than color, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got to understand what's really going on. Yeah. We live in a time now where they're done with playing the law game on the platforms. They saying, we ain't sending you to jail for saying what you want to say, but you can't say what you want to say on mine.
Yeah. Like Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah,
basically kicked you out the league. You can't kneel here. You can kneel anywhere you want.
I'm not saying that's right. I'm saying that's what's going on.
That's
what's going on. It's deeper than
because
think about it like this. I've seen plenty of people go up there and say stuff about white people. You feel what I'm saying? It's when he said Jewish woo woo because he knew the dude signed contract Jew. The dude, the Jew. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He knew what he was doing. That's why when Kanye did it, he knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he posted the link, it's like, all right, like. You know what was just said.
Yeah.
You know, so, all right, it's like you want to. Okay, it's just like when he said, "I can say what I want, and Adidas ain't gonna do nothing." Or I could, or J.P. Morgan. No, forget even Adidas because that's a business deal. Let's go to something legal, like you said, Second Amendment, right? So your money should not be touched. Your money should not be touched for what you say, right? There's dudes who's rapists, killers, and all that in prison with money in the bank, right?
Facts.
So it wasn't about the law. J.P. Morgan Chase is owned by someone who identifies as Jewish.
Yeah.
You said something about this. This is what my grandma identifies. This is what my mother does. I don't want your money there.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
The thing is, black people are shocked because we don't do that. That's the shock. Yeah. We let them say anything. Nigga die, nigga. Oh, it's cool. You know, it's expressing yourself. So, hey, why you mad? Why you doing something? They both do something. They gonna show you. You keep that money in the nigga bank if you say nigga. You ain't gonna keep it over here.
This nigga gonna. We all Jesus walked on water. This nigga can walk on a lake of Hennessy, nigga. Just floating on that shit, man.
It's
that's
for real. Black people get shocked because we let anybody say anything with us, and we feel like everybody else should follow the lead and do whatever too. Nah, everybody got to play that game.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got to play that game.
Crip Jesus stuck his finger in the wine glass, and he turned the water into motherfucking Douce.
Hey,
that's how cold he is, though.
If I wasn't, so traveled as I was, I wouldn't be this opinionated. I've been in New York with the toughest niggas. And guess what? You pull up in them Jewish areas, ain't a nigga in sight.
That's facts.
They got their own police and all
that's
that.
Real.
Oh.
That's real.
Not capping to you.
No, you are not.
They don't play.
Nah. Yeah. Nah. Parts of Brooklyn, all Jewish, and I stayed there. And, bro, they was looking
cops?
At me like, it was like.
Yeah, they own cops,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah, bro.
What?
I wasn't trying to be funny for Crip Jesus, the
that's
animation.
Crazy.
No, this is real.
I believe that.
Nah, bro, for real, bro.
Because they have, like, communities out here, too, where it's just a certain amount of people raised. Have you? I wasn't going to. This. Like, I feel like it's weird leading to this, but have you guys heard of, like, the small world out here?
Oh, yeah.
Long Beach. Town?
Yeah, I've been to the town when I was in.
Midgettown.
Yeah, when I was
in. Midgettown.
I've never been there, but yeah.
That's crazy.
I've
heard about it. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's crazy. A couple of my homies got chased out of there a couple times. Said they all come out. No, I'm not even capping. Said they all come out. Chase them all down the street. You know what I'm saying? They be having guns. Like, they ain't playing. Shit. Like Lil Compton up there.
Lil Compton up there.
Go down.
Oh, shit.
Get your guns half price.
You had to. You were thinking about it. You're
Nah, but
get the guns half off. You retarded.
But yeah. Also, too, I wanted to discuss real quick the death of Twitter. So this is a big deal. Because Twitter's a huge platform, and there's a lot of jobs, a lot of people, a lot of working pieces with that company. So Elon Musk just recently, within the past 2 weeks, he's probably lost more. But at the time I read this report, he's lost over 1,200 employees, from the company, from the headquarters at Twitter. So he had issued them an ultimatum. He basically told them that it wouldn't be any more remote work, so they was going to all have to start coming to the building to actually work. Probably had a lot of remote workers at the time. And then he let them know that they're going to be doing more hardcore content. Now, see, the danger of ads running with ads on, the danger of marketers running ads on Twitter is if he starts to do this, he can put any kind of content next to any kind of ad.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be an ad for a toy car for a little kid, and it be in between a video of a nigga shooting somebody in the head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and you can't really control that as an advertiser. You just kind of get the money and you take the slot they want you to have and you make the content roll. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like Elon Musk is like really, really playing with a lot of things. The reason why I wanted to discuss Elon Musk, however, is because you do know, I just recently found out, him and Kanye West are like almost best friends. Did you know that?
I mean, they should be as much as like, Kanye be Elon Musk this, Elon Musk that,
I know,
Elon Musk this, Elon
exactly,
Musk that.
But I want to dissect this.
I can see it.
You feel me?
Yeah, I can see it.
I can definitely see it.
I want to dissect this, but there's a further.
I'll dissect this for you.
Check it out. There's a further reason to this too. He just recently was spotted in a picture chilling with this dude. Oh God, I can't remember his name. It's like Yoka Papanopoulos or something like that. But the point is that the dude is like white supremacist, like he's known for being a white supremacist, like you know what I'm saying. And he did a lot of shit to Sean King. Sean King just wrote an editorial about that Kanye was with him, and he was talking about how much of a monster that dude really is. So my thing is this: like, somebody brought up the point to me that he's a black white supremacist.
Who?
That Kanye is.
A black white supremacist.
I'm not agreeing with it. I'm only stating what's been said. I'm just stating what's been said, right?
Oh, like on Dave Chappelle.
I guess if
Tyrone, what's his name? Gigsby or something like that.
Yeah, Clayton Bigsby.
Clayton Bigsby. That's what it was.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think it's like, you know, all these people working together and clicked up.
Bro, it's about money, bro. Man. It's not about no color or nothing like that. It's about
Kanye
money,
West.
Bro.
Is the guy in the movie Get Out.
That, yeah.
Okay. And if you've seen that movie, that explains it to you. And if you haven't, let me try to break it down real quick. I don't want to overtake the show. Give about 15 seconds. The guy meets someone. They take him somewhere. He's all for it. And then he gets sucked in. And he finds out there's some other guys there that got sucked in. And he got to get out. This is what happened to Kanye. Don't believe the hype. He was just saying everything.
Uh-huh.
See, you thought I was going to say the opposite. No. He was just saying everything.
Yeah.
He was saying good, bad, white, black, yellow, purple, all that. So don't forget, just because you love the Hebrew Israelites when they yell at you on the corner, that before he said that, he just had the White Lives Matter.
Yeah.
And then, I'm not saying I'm against the White Lives Matter shirt or has some deeper message or whatever, but it just seemed like as soon as everybody said, oh, White Lives Matter canceled him, he said, now the Jews, like, oh, that's even more controversial. Yeah, let's go with that now. And yeah, everybody riled up and say, okay, let's focus on this or that. But here's the thing about it, though. I had tweeted this, like, Farrakhan been saying this. Who else? It's so many people been saying the same thing, and it's like, oh, shut up. We don't even hear that shit. And then Kanye say it's like, oh, this is genius. Oh, this is the truth. Oh.
No, I
like,
feel
like I'm like, okay, I ain't against it, but it just shows me more of the idolization. You feel what I'm saying?
He's done a lot. He's done a lot in the last couple of years. I don't know.
Kanye.
Kinda hard. Yeah, it's kinda hard to see like what remember when he was running for president.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kinda interesting.
He lost his mind when his mom passed, so that's when everything started going downhill for him.
So this is the situation. I'm gonna keep this real brief. But his name is actually Milo Yiannopoulos. Milo Yiannopoulos. That's how I believe it's pronounced. And he's like a right winger, like extreme right winger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, basically in so many words, like he's, you know, a white supremacist. I mean, in my opinion, I have to clarify that.
But, I mean, there's right wingers, there's not white supremacists.
Well, I mean, this dude is like, he's already, you know, he's a big, like, don't, like, I'm looking it up, and this dude.
Who you saying hanging with him? Elon Musk or
no, Kanye? No, Kanye was hanging with
him. So I said it's not about that. It's about the money and the power and stuff like that.
I mean, no, y'all can't do that, man. Kanye West is a well-known, proud Republican.
That's so true, too, yeah.
He would be expected to hang with right wingers. I mean.
Yeah.
You got to look at the bigger picture of what he's saying. Kanye, I got you, baby. Even though I just talk bad about you, I'm about to speak on your behalf on this one. His message to the black community is do not let the Democrats brainwash you to believe you, by voting with them in the left wing, you're voting black and positive. That means the people who we always saying demand and they can just take their agenda, park it on the left, and you're going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So Kanye's saying, however y'all look at me, maybe sometime down the line y'all see my bigger message that be free and analyze the whole politics, because they may even do this. Well, not no may, because they'll change the rhetoric on the side to woo you. For instance, the Democratic Party is the ones that was the slave owner.
That's right. I was just about to say that. Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's way back then, right? So everybody will say, that's way back then, nigga. Okay.
Now, the Democrats, the Democrats is the ones
who voted in for all these big old industrial prison laws now, mm-hmm. like the life and the three mm-hmm. strikes and all that. Mm-hmm. So it's the same again. As long as they park the narrative on the left, like these are the more blacker type, you feel what I'm saying? And then what that does is create racism, because now if you have a person who happens to be white or European or whatever, you feel what I'm saying, lighter, and they have a Republican view. If they like guns, I like guns. If they want lesser taxes, I like lesser taxes.
Yeah.
And I say, well, you know, all right, fuck all that. If I just say, this dude right here, I like what he's saying because I actually read the goddamn thing and paid attention, and I want to vote him in. Oh, no, man. No, you know, we go. You feel what I'm saying? For the ones that don't actually analyze what's going on, they can just put the commercial up, and they get a lot of crazy laws passed like this. I didn't see it. You feel me?
Right.
Now, I'm not saying I'm right wing or left wing. I'm just saying, to me, that's what I've always gathered from him. When they ask him, why are you raiding the Trump hat? Why are you messing with the right? He's saying, oh, because he's not. First of all, why would I look to him for any political advice? This is Kanye West we talk about. So I just always looked at it like he's just saying, this is how I feel. How y'all going to tell me I can't? That's when he found out that the family he was part of, that he married into, even though it was supposed to be the woman marrying them, that he married into, was all being not just Democratic in the sense of, that's what they like. They were donating to a lot of these parties, and a lot of the control they had within the community had to do with these mm-hmm. ties they had. He didn't know all that.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know things that he was doing and being pushed to. Hey, Kanye, how you feel about this? Yeah. Put the camera from him. Put the mic from here.
Yeah.
It's got a political reason behind it.
Yeah.
He didn't know that. Or here's the cold part. When you're less knowledgeable, you might know that and not understand the ramifications of that. We might tell you, hey, Kanye, won't you say this or that? Because the movie, oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay, yeah, sure. Right. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, I get you.
You know?
Nah, that's no, all of that is true.
And that's why he sounds so crazy, because a lot of the things he talks about are things he was just kind of for, that he's against. For example, he spoke out for Caitlyn Jenner. Yeah. With the Bruce Jenner thing, he spoke out for rappers need to stop gay bashing, this, that, and the other. But then what happened? They got the LGBTQ sued him after Chick-fil-A or something on Sunday. So that's when he said, "Oh, F this is that." That's when he went full. I'm with Jesus now. You get what I'm saying? Like, he just went
Jesus now.
I fuck with him, bro. I've been watching him. I can tell you what he's a scapegoat artist. I like the nigga. To me, he like a pimp. Like, he just knows exactly what to say with his time. Like, oh, y'all know me about the gay thing? With Jesus. Just gonna say now. Can't say nothing about Jesus.
Damn.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? He come with that. He's like, what he say? He said something about George Floyd. He's like, oh, okay, I gotta sign off that. White lies. They're like, oh, hell no. He's like, the Jews, come on.
Yeah, it's just doubling down on it. But, man, he be out there with it. But he has a lot of controversial ideas. But he's like the epitome of polarization. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he knows how to.
I think it's the throw off.
Make you see what he wants to see.
It's all a game. Okay, first of all, how you lose $11 billion in one day? So it was all fake to begin with. So all he did was say, they got me trapped, y'all. I'm not really worth shit. They lying to y'all like I'm worth $11 billion. I'm stuck in the building, forced to do what they say. I got to take these phone calls all day. They screaming at me. Damn. They talking about, shut the fuck up. You're worth $20 billion over here, which I ain't even worth. I just fly in. They do shit. I know that's if I go to the bank, I'm allowed to get this much. It's too much entrapment. So I'm going to say the craziest shit to gather all these contracts, gather all this shit. I'm going to say everything I ever was thinking. Everything they got to let him go. I'm going to go. And guess what he did? Nuh-uh, they ain't let him go. He did what niggas don't know anymore, because we too entrapped into the internet. I said it's over. Y'all thought I left the theme, but I was going to end it with this. What it is we think that shit matter. He showed it's fake. They kicked his money out the bank. He ain't $11 billion no more. That's impossible, nigga. You can't lose $11 billion a day off a fucking computer screen. Me and my girl been talking about that. That shit fake. Oh, beep, beep, beep. You're not rich anymore. It's cap. Oh, he's the richest dude since Massa Musa.
He got investments and all of this. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Cap. The white man's trick for your brain. J.P. Morgan lying to you. But it ain't the white man. It was J.P. Morgan. That's why he kicked his money out of the goddamn bank.
Yo, real quick. This is fascinating. Oh, you definitely got to come back again. I swear to God. You too, son of it. But real quick, let the people know what you got going on and give them your contact so they can tap in.
We got the Blue Bible dropping. You feel what I'm saying? Tap in to CribJesus.com. Or just Google me, Crib Jesus. You feel what I'm saying? Or just tap directly Jesus. In. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking
just
about.
Just tap directly in. You know what to do. That part right there. We got the Blue Bible dropping, though. Videos, audios, all that available everywhere. I don't even got time to list all these things. You feel me? And like I was saying, it is what it is.
There it is. Sunlit, go ahead.
Yo, what it is. Sunlit.media. You can find me on Instagram, all that. And follow 33rd Compound, LB. I feel like I'm so toned down, but it's just.
Sound like a different like vibe, the, right?
Yeah,
you sound like a late night, the late
Sunlit
night radio host.
Motherfucking media. I don't know. Like, what?
How you doing? My name is Sunlit.
Hello, this is Sunlit.
We need
Sunlit
less
after.
Of that. We need less of that. You be less seeing the little that. Girls at the family function gang banging now.
That's
for music videos. We need less.
That's true. FM free. No.
Did you drop your platform? Did you let them know?
Yeah, Sunlit.media. Find me on Instagram and all that. Follow Compound Bars as well. Come get your mic video. Come get your photo shoot. Come get all that female photographer, videographer, the next big up in LA and all that.
Hey, Shooter.
How y'all doing? Y'all know me. Respect the Shooter. You can find me on Instagram at Ford Boys Films. That's Ford, like the car. FordBoysFilms. Or if you can't find me there, which is impossible, you can ask your girlfriend what my real name is. And if she don't know, you can ask your mama.
Ask your mama. Please. Hey, man. I had a great time today, man. Shout out to Innovative Culture, the 33rd Compound, DJ Punch, Cool-Ass Cam. On them keys, you know what I'm talking about? Crib Jesus. Put up again, drop some gems on us.
And I got what I meant to say, because I ain't closed out. Kanye worth more now.
I believe it.
I ain't talking about money. Uh-huh. We already showed the money's fake. That's just the medium of the exchange.
Yeah.
He valuable. He more valuable. We wasn't talking about him before this.
Oh, no, definitely.
We was just wearing Yeezy shoes. That's it.
In the court.
You can't turn on YouTube without this nigga popping up.
Man. In the court of public opinion, content is king. And that is truth. So, yeah, man, hey. You already know it's your boy that's always clean. They got them promos that's oh so mean. That's right. The promo king himself. Product. Five stacks and counting. And never forget, this is a steal. After three seasons, it's the greatest.
The best.
The finest radio you will ever come in contact with, baby. It's up and stuck, and ain't never coming down. Let's go.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen of the California Trap Trinity, hold on to your lace fronts and your kush blunts. This is Product Five Stacks himself with my boy.
Respect the Shooter, a.k.a. hashtag your girlfriend knows my real name.
This is the greatest, the best, the finest radio you will ever come in contact with.
Innovative.